Well, hello, folks. Mark DiMatteo coming at you all with a brand new audio message going out to our Great Questions group. And I trust this finds each of you doing well. And I want to once again welcome the new folks that we've had join us since our last message went out. I believe we're up to right around 620 folks now that are directly on my email list, not counting the blog and messages being passed on to others. And by all means, folks, as people cross your mind that you think these messages may encourage and be informational to and help out, if they think along the lines that we do, feel free to pass them on to them, share them with them, and hopefully they'll be an encouragement to them as well. And this information may help them put some of the puzzles together in their life, as it's certainly done for me. And I trust it's doing for all of y'all as well. And anyway, if those of you that are new are not yet aware of it, you can find out a little more information on our group as well as my previously recorded audios at my little blog site, which is markdematteo.com. Real simple. My first and last name, markdematteo.com. Okay. Now, this is actually message number 24. It's entitled Information Theory. Subtitle, Studying the Nature and Origin of the Information Found in All Ordered Structures and Systems, okay? And we could kind of summarize that down into a real short little title called, Who Wrote the Recipe? Okay, Who Wrote the Recipe? And I am really excited about sharing this info with y'all, so let's go ahead and get rolling here. Friends, if you will recall in our previous message, we talked about the fact that there are four specific conditions that must be met in order to overcome the all-pervasive second law of thermodynamics, which of course we also call the law of entropy or the law of decay, and allow to overcome this law and to allow any type of ordered structure or system to arise. And one of those conditions was the requirement of some type of blueprint or plan to build by. Folks, this fact fascinated me. And as far as we've ever observed in reality, no ordered structure or system has ever come into existence without one. In other words, without a plan or a blueprint or a recipe. Therefore, as this was yet another important aspect that I considered in my studies, we're going to key in on it in this message. If we take a moment to reflect upon it, the essence of any type of plan or blueprint, or even a cooking recipe for that matter, which we've already mentioned, is specific information containing instructions for how something, or for that matter, anything, is to be built or made. Therefore, breaking it down a little further, simply put, the basis of any building plan is information. So then, we need to consider the concept of information for a moment. What exactly is it, and where does it come from? Interestingly, in our modern information age, this entire arena has actually been studied rather extensively and has given rise to what we now call information theory. And while it can be a somewhat complex topic when considering all its various aspects and dimensions, it is still, on a fundamental level, here again, a fairly simple concept and one that is pretty easy to understand. So to begin with, let me give you a general scientific definition as to what information is. It is any type of a logical code organized into a meaningful pattern which is recognizable and understandable, particularly to an intended user. Okay. Now this sort of makes sense. Okay, an obvious example of this would simply be our 26 characters in our English alphabet. especially if they were, or particularly if they were organized into meaningful words in a known language. For we must remember that it is not just enough to have a recognizable code like the letters. It must also be organized into an understandable pattern, because obviously otherwise no meaningful information will be created or conveyed through the pattern, all right? In other words, if we were to use the correct letters but put them in an unrecognized random order, the resultant text would be gibberish and contain no useful data, which is basically what information is. Okay, that's pretty straightforward. I'm sure everyone kind of follows along with me on that. But next, we need to consider, where does information come from? How does it arise? And here, what I discovered was, all the research in this field has revealed conclusively that the only known source of information is some form of intelligence. Now, when I thought about it, this was not a major revelation to me, for I inherently already knew this, and I'm pretty sure probably all of you do too. In fact, I'm going to give you a couple of quick examples, as I believe they will help to illustrate this. First, let's suppose for a moment that we were taking a stroll down a beach on a warm summer day on what we thought was a deserted island somewhere. How many of y'all are ready for summertime, okay? Considering we're making this towards the end of winter right now. But anyway, let's continue with our example here. As we walk along, we instinctively, all of us, know what the normal patterns of wave action will leave on the sand, okay? While we might occasionally notice a pattern that looks a little more unusual, say through the effects of perhaps a storm or some unusual object that's washed up on the beach, we still have an immediate awareness that they are due to the normal natural effect of the wind and the waves. Okay? However, what if we were to come upon the lines on the beach that form the words, "The sun is warm today"? What would we immediately recognize from this discovery? Well, I think you'd all agree that the first thing would be that we were most definitely not on a deserted island, okay? Because obviously somebody else was there. For just through our normal powers of observation from living in the world in which we do and walking on the beaches that most of us have, we automatically know that the wind and waves could not, will not, do not, and did not produce a pattern like that on the sand. Because as you've remembered, recall from some of our previous messages, we are all scientists. We intuitively know the way the world works. And while we can't totally be certain as to how this message was made, though we could probably take a pretty good guess, or when it was made, although we would certainly know it was recently, or again, it would have been obliterated by the wind and the waves, or who made it, okay, we all definitely know one thing for sure, and that is that someone possessing a certain degree of intelligence was responsible for making that pattern on the sand. Okay, that's example number one. Let's move on to example number two here. This one is related to something that perhaps many of us, or maybe even all of us, have heard of, and it's called the SETI program, S-E-T-I. SETI stands for the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence. And as its name implies, in any and all of its forms and projects, past and present, it is a special scientific program whose main pursuit is the attempt to find intelligent life anywhere in the universe beyond the Earth. The primary way it has attempted to do this is through the use of large radio telescopes, which can search the skies listening for radio signals coming from space. For if any type of non-random recognizable pattern was ever picked up in a radio signal coming from outer space, say even something as simple as hello out there, okay? Or even our beach message. Or perhaps a short series of prime mathematical numbers or even geometrical shapes. They would know, the researchers would know, as we would too, that there would be no accounting for such a message except for that of an intelligent source. And though thus far no such information-bearing message has ever been received, it is still significant that this foundational principle revealed to us by information theory has provided a sound empirical scientific premise from which the SETI program can operate. And that premise, once again, is that where we find information, its source has to be intelligent. Finally, we have to ask ourselves, what then exactly is the source of intelligence? Here too, information theory, or it's also sometimes called IT, the other IT, not information technology, but information theory. But here too, IT research has provided a significant yet simple answer. As far as we know and have ever observed, intelligence only originates in a mind. And that's fairly common sense. I think we would really bear that out ourselves if we reflected upon it. And everything else being equal, the more advanced the mind, the greater the intelligence, and consequently, the more sophisticated the level of information it is capable of producing. Okay? So, to review what we've discussed in this session, we might summarize it like this. According to the science revealed to us in both the fields of thermodynamics and information theory, in order to have any buildup of complex structure, we need instructions. And instructions are information. And information comes only from intelligence. And intelligence only originates in a mind. And therefore, we can accurately conclude that whenever we see significant order and structure built up in the world in which we know, ultimately it is a fingerprint, or we could say an artifact of a mind. Wow, that was some pretty cool stuff. And folks, this was indeed some compelling info that I was learning and accumulating. And yet, it continued to be logical, simple, and easy to understand as I actually saw it all reflected in the real world in which I lived, and I trust that you do too. So, in the next message, as we are now further equipped with the light of the additional science we've discussed in these last two messages, we are going to return to our study of atoms and draw some interesting conclusions from what we have learned about them thus far. So I am big time looking forward to it, folks. I trust you are too. So stay tuned and have an awesome day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.